the old town hall with a bell tower. La Vocha, as a free royal town, has long had the right to freely elect its own self-government. It was headed by a judge, the mayor, and 12 senators, all sworn members who were elected for a term of 1 year. For the purpose of performing the administrative activities of the town council in a dignified manner, La Vocha, like other royal towns in the Middle Ages, built a representative town hall. The medieval town hall was originally a Gothic block building. Although its origins had been long attributed to the 16th century, the latest reconstruction revealed a surprising fact. Based on dendrochronological analysis, the origins of the building were redated to 1450. During the renovations, rare architectural and artistic elements were discovered, including a painted ceiling of the former Spillenberger Pharmacy. The town hall has experienced several disasters throughout its history. The most devastating was a fire of 1550, which destroyed not only the original building, but also the entirety of the town archives, and as such, valuable documents about the history of medieval La Vocha were lost forever. Another fire damaged the town hall in 1599. In 1615, it was repaired and expanded, and arcades with a portico were added to the western and southern sides of the building. The initiators of this extensive reconstruction, Mayor Michael and Mr. Pankratz of Milan, are commemorated by a stone plaque placed on the western facade. Allegories of the burgher virtues were later painted on the southern facade between the windows of the first floor, and from the left it reads, "Temperance, prudence, valor, patience, and justice." The town hall acquired its present appearance in 1893 to 1895 by the Budapest architects Schluck and Jaumann. Schluck and Jaumann fundamentally transformed its silhouette. They completely replaced the roof, creating space for a second floor with a structure of distinctive dormer gables. The Neo-Renaissance appearance, which was inspired by the historic town hall in Leipzig, was completed by a new entrance with a magnificent staircase on the east side, and the bell tower, which received an elegant pyramid-shaped roof. This Renaissance bell tower was originally a freestanding building from 1656 to 1665. It had a gable attic similar to the bell towers in Kecskemét, Poprad, or Podolnice, and was only connected to the town hall in 1768 during Baroque renovations. In 1661, the bells from the parish church were transferred to it. Today, it houses two Baroque gems, the larger bell of St. Urban from 1749, which was cast by Sebastian Lercher in Prescio, and the smaller Angel of the Lord bell from the workshop of Joachim Brouwers in 1691 in La Vocha. Today, the entire historic town hall serves as an exhibition hall for the Slovak National Museum, Spiš Museum in La Vocha. Visitors can enter the meeting hall of the town council, the notary's room, and other interesting exhibition spaces.